There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Right then, now that we've destroyed peer review, check it out, Epic Times, Super Don and RSV, and now Super Liam, he's back. And, you know, this is only confirming what you've been saying for so many years, but Richard Smith, medical journal editor of the British Medical Journal for over 10 years, says peer review is a sacred cow ready to be slaughtered. He's not mincing his words there at all.
Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
Where did he say it?
We've quoted the article. We took it out, and now it's up at Epic Times. You can hear us talking about it.
Yeah, but where did the article appear? Was it hidden in a peer review journal where nobody will see it? Because that's what they do. You know, they'll spill a little bit of truth inside an editorial in the sacred New England Journal of Medicine or Lancet. So
where did he say it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in a peer-reviewed article about it.
Hey, I'm peer-reviewing you.
That's true.
Hey, linked it.
But initially, this was published in The Independent, you know, in the UK, where they covered the story, because
right,
it's a big deal.
The
big deal. Scientific peer reviews are sacred cow ready to be slaughtered, says former editor of British Medical Journal.
Right, so the BMJ. I remember the BMJ. I was introduced to the British Medical Journal through two incredibly long, like 300 rapid response debates that were online for about 10 years, and they pulled them down.
Mm-hmm.
And they were about the fake HIV test, incredibly toxic AIDS drug syndrome. And you had really good minds weighing in to counter the official story, and the official story is always crap. But I love to read the debate about something because you
sure.
really don't know what you're looking at until you see both sides, when they think nobody's really watching or they think everybody's watching, bringing out their best material over and over again under pressure. You got to play the Queen song now.
Under pressure.
They bring it out and you watch the guys defending the peer-reviewed literature flail and say and invoke emotional argument after emotion. Oh, don't listen to them. Don't listen to their seductive sound. And the other side's going, look, here's the data. The tests don't work. I mean, they weren't. You know, we're looking at this. These drugs are incredibly toxic. This mm-hmm. is the problem. This is the problem with your so-called purification isolation. This is the problem with taking old cancer lines and saying that they contain new stuff that you can't purify. This is the problem with drugs that are you know, DNA inhibitors are, you know, cut off the production of normal cells in the bone marrow. And this, so you're getting all this data on one side, and the other side you're getting name-calling and hand-wringing. And mm-hmm. it's, who does the name-calling? It's the peer-reviewed fraternity of buttholes.
Okay? that's a scientific term, the way you referenced it. And I know you wanted a little context here, Liam. I didn't mean to be flippant, but I'm just also upset with these b-holes, so to speak.
You can't say butt. I said butt. You don't have to say B. It makes it.
All right. Here we go. Douchebags. They're douchebags. This is it. This guy, editor for over 10 years of the BMJ, speaking at the Royal Society. And this was, you know, earlier in the week, not long ago. It was very recent. He was talking about the fact that they sent out 300, sent out a article for peer review. Let me just say it that way. To 300 reviewers. And they purposefully put 8 significant errors in this particular paper. to find out what would happen. And no one found more than 5 of the errors out of all they sent. The average was 2, and 20% didn't spot any of the errors. And he said, this is crap. This is absolutely crap. It's time to slaughter the sacred cow, he said.
Okay. Peer review, now you go online and you find people who have never read any medical literature at all. I guarantee they haven't read a lick of it. They've read a couple of abstracts, and the abstracts are the lies at the top. You know, like when you go and it says Pepto-Biz, you know, when it says, what's that stuff, that drug that stops your stomach acid from being produced?
Oh, yeah, Pepcid.
Yeah, so, no, the inhibitor, the one that...
the proton pump inhibitors, the PPIs.
Yeah. Okay, so you go, isn't it Provacid? Whatever.
Oh, well, they have Prevacid, Pepcid, they have Nexium. These are all the same kind of drugs, yeah.
Right. Well, so you look at the top of that and it says, you know, stops indigestion. That's the abstract. In other words, it's advertising. It's Don Draper land. It's a lie. It says it at the top. Then you read the paper. And then you get the secondary paper that talks about whatever tests they use to determine, and it's always PCR, which is a crap laboratory stunt.
Mm-hmm.
And you go deeper and deeper, but they don't do this. And when you go online now, if you have to argue with anybody about anything, don't. Because nobody reads. Nobody understands. Like, okay, so you go to talk about vaccines. You say, listen, vaccines are toxic. Well, vaccines, the peer-reviewed literature. Like, dude, douchebag, you haven't read the peer-reviewed literature. You don't know what you're talking about. I can find a dozen citations that all of the ingredients in these vaccines that you say are safe and effective cause neurological problems. You're cherry picking. You're quoting out of context. You know, shut up.
Right.
I'm not. And these are the arguments that you get, and they're meaningless. Peer review is like when you go into the fraternity of douchebags who you would have run from in high school because they were just such a bunch of future narcissistic psycho losers who get into Wall Street business. Anyway, my personal bias.
Tell us how you really feel, Liam.
Yeah, whatever. So you then go into the fraternity and they're all there. They're you know, drunk at 4 in the afternoon, and they're passing the girls around who think that it's cool to be around this kind of guy. And they want you to join, and so they ask you to go into a room where, you know, somebody shoves his thumb up your beehole or whatever they do in the fraternities to swear you in. And then you're in the fraternity. Oh, thank God you got into the fraternity. Then you think I'm kidding? Then go look up the fraternity stunts that people have to do to get into fraternities, and then ask me why I didn't join a fraternity.
I can say the same thing. I didn't. I pledged when I was in college because I liked the guys in one group, and at the point where it came down to, do you want to join? No, I don't think so.
No, I really don't want you to. I don't know who you are. I'm not a joiner anyway.
Yeah.
You then have to go to these guys, and these are your brothers, and you have to listen to them. Now, let me ask you a question, audience. Given the opportunity to take advice from a semi-drunken 19-year-old, you know, circa Animal House, who thinks that he knows everything in the world because he's in a fraternity, or an independent person who's not in the fraternity and looks at a lot of the way that's, you know, whatever the problem is that you're facing and doesn't have an affiliation that's based on alcohol and dirty secrets and living in a swine hut together. Who are you going to... When you say peer review, I want you to see John Belushi's face in Animal House. That's what I want you to see. That's who does your peer review. It's Otter and John Belushi.
It's actually, you know, it's actually the other fraternity that was wanting them kicked off because they could care less about peer review. But I get the picture. But you know, the a-holes, if you will, of it.
Oh,
I said it.
Gone a step too far. Now.
I did. I'm sorry. But listen, we're dealing with them all the time, and
maybe
I think
in sea holes, Robert.
It's time to call them out, and we have been. And the thing is, it's interesting that's providing a little fuel for this so-called fire is that it's coming from the inside. Whether it be Dr. Marcia Angel, who when she was alive said, "You don't know what's real or not in the peer-reviewed literature." She was the New England Journal of Medicine editor, or whether it's this guy from the British Medical Journal and many others that we're referencing. It's done. That house is burning down, and
house is burning down.
Yeah, that's the point here, and it couldn't have happened soon enough, or I don't know. But at this point, what does the world do when peer review is revealed for the sham that it is?
Well, who? Well, you go. It's always the eminent. By the way, there's a term in the sciences called the eminent outsider. And the eminent outsider is not called an eminent outsider when they're alive. They're called the douchebag who's upsetting. They're called the unscientific guy who's not trusting the peer-reviewed literature. But the outsider comes along like a Newton or Galileo or, you know, challenging the church's so-called science, or Newton challenging contemporary thought about the movement of objects in space and a lack, you know, lack of understanding that there are invisible forces that we can't see. And Newton's lack of understanding of electromagnetism. And all this, by the way, I talk about in my fun, fantastic book, Official Stories. If you haven't read it, please do. These eminent outsiders come along, and they're called every name in the book, and they happen to be 90-something percent right. But for the 2% that they get wrong, they're crucified. Right. So Andy Wakefield might have gotten 2% wrong. He might have gotten 98% right. But they're going to crucify him for the 2% he gets wrong. That's the game that they play. Now, they're wrong 98% of the time.
But can we extend this?
Right.
Can we extend this to the whole greenhouse gas, CO2, global warming, Al Gore crowd?
Well, we can extend it to vaccine stuff. We can extend it to HIVology. You know, there are a group of people who got sick in the 80s. They then dropped poisonous drugs into them and increased the death rate from 12 to 45,000 in a few years. Well, that was called AZT. It's not called AIDS. It's called AZT. Period. End of story. All you got to do is look at the data, but they don't want to do that because
they'll often use those words that you phrase together, period, end of story, when they talk about vaccines, you know, in the opposite way. So,
well, sorry, comma, let's continue the conversation then, and let's actually look at the data, because the data is pretty clear.
Hmm.
You want to look at the AIDS thing. Forgive me for the period, end of story. I get frustrated with
sure.
it, doing it for so long. You want to talk about the AIDS thing realistically? The tests don't work, and the drugs certainly do. The drugs are incredibly toxic. I don't know any other way to say it. Let's talk about the CO2 thing. I'm not an expert, and I'm not going to claim to be one. I haven't done enough reading. I've done reading, and I can tell you, the reading I've done makes me feel that it's a very contradictory, messy field that I have a hard time believing that anybody completely understands it.
Yeah. Well, I know we don't have a definitive answer on the whole CO2 thing, but it occurs to me that if we exhale CO2 and plants inhale CO2 and it's good for the plants, typically we like plants.
CO2 is not a toxin.
Right.
And maybe in incredible volumes it increases global temperatures a little bit, but they don't understand why weather happens. Like, nobody really, you know, it seems to be an electromagnetic effect of the sun. They don't really calculate that in. All they try to do on that site is try to prove you wrong.
Right.
And if they're 40% right and 60% wrong, it would be better if they admitted that. Now, I have a different theory, and I don't know if we'll have time to talk about it.
Well, we do in the next segment. We got it
okay.
A little bit. Also, we got Gary Hooser coming up. He's the guy from Kauai, went all the way to Switzerland, Basel, and spoke at the Syngenta shareholders meeting. We talked about him. He's going to be with us a little while, but we've got to talk CO2s and hockey sticks and Al Gore's head after this. I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-877-437-3737 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Review is like a fraternity, as Liam had described it last segment, then there's some guys leaving the fraternity and they're not going to be welcome again. And that also includes Dr. Richard Horton of The Lancet, who wrote recently that much of the scientific literature, perhaps half, may be simply untrue. So it's not even us just saying it. Outsiders, the insiders are starting to leave.
Right. We've been saying this for years, but not as a blanket statement. You know, we've been going piecemeal after the variety of problems, saying, look, this isn't true. Look, this isn't true. And then the douchebaggery on the internet and on the TV with guys like Jon Stewart, like king of all douchebags, who loves to call people douchebags for not believing the peer-reviewed literature, himself has probably never read a single piece of literature down to its bones. Mm-hmm. And asked the question, what is it made of? Define your terms. Always ask the question, define your terms, you know? So let's define the terms in the CO2 thing a little bit. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert researcher on this, and I'm not going to become one. And there's a reason why, and I'll tell you what it is. Ready?
Yes, I am ready. I'm waiting.
It's because I kind of don't care. Here's why. Here's why. I believe that we're destroying ourselves as a species. I mean, I genuinely believe that. All you have to do is look at nuclear power, all that we've done with the energy that we've been given through oil,
look at vaccines, we look at peer-reviewed FDA-approved medicines. Yes, it's hard to argue with that, and I'm not going to.
We got 270 million cars, or 200 something million cars on the road in the United States spewing carbon monoxide. I'm a cyclist, I don't appreciate it. We have destroyed a pleasant way of life. We could all be living a very pleasant way of life, growing a little bit of food, et cetera, but we're just a really destructive species, incredibly destructive. So it's not surprising to me that people sort of want to make a religion out of that, and they call it global warming. Now, global temperature change seems to be happening in places, and if you say CO2 has something to do with it, it might. But I don't see that as humanity's biggest problem. I see that as a front for the energy situation that we're in. The energy situation is this. We're out of the cheap stuff that we built the 20th century on. The last giant reservoirs of that will be declining in the next 10 years to a significant degree. I think Saudi Arabia knows that they're on the decline. That's why they're processing the stuff that they call full out, full throttle. You know, they're not slowing down to match the U.S. shale thing. They're not doing us any favors in that regard because they don't know how long they'll be able to sell oil because they sense the CO2 police coming their way. And they also know that they're on the decline. They're investing in fracking their old fields to get whatever they can out of the porous rock that they haven't already gotten. The stuff that we built the 20th century on that cost 5 cents a barrel at times in the 1930s, 5 cents a barrel, 42 gallons of oil in a barrel, by the way.
Wow.
We had so much and so little use for it that it was almost free. It was cheaper than drinking water at times in Texas, oil.
Right, but what are we going to convert to without the easy access to the cheap stuff? At a certain point, it becomes untenable for
dirty.
Typical what?
Dirty and hard to get. Like Playboy magazine when you're a kid. It's dirty and hard to get. That's what oil is going to become. You tried to get Playboy magazine, but mom said no.
Well, no. It's coal. Are you saying we're going back to coal?
We're going back to coal to get the Playboy magazine. We're going back to coal. We're going to be going to, we're in tar sands. We're in tight oil or what we call fracking. We're in all of this stuff that you have to blow up this tight rock and flood in water to suck out a little bit of grease to keep this society going. But we use 19 million barrels of oil in this country per day. The world uses about 85 million, edging to 90 per day, 34 billion per year, something like that. An outstanding amount of oil that we waste. We waste it. Cars, by the way, are about 70% non-efficient, and we'll never really get that to be better. We waste 70% of the gasoline that we put into a car in heat,
efficiency is not something that
Never get it better. By the way, that's our body's efficiency rate. We waste about 75% of the food we put into ourselves in waste, heat, and poop. Mm-hmm. So our cars aren't any better than us.
Wow, stunning revelations today, not only for peer review but also on the environment and where we're going to go. Again, the message is simple, though. We come back.
But I think that CO2 is the stand-in for that reality, and I think that nobody wants to talk about that reality in government, so they talk about CO2. So you voluntarily give up oil instead of the reality, which is we're going to be giving it up,
whether we want to or not. Yeah, exactly. That's the transition. All right, well, we're going to be talking next to Gary Hooser. He went all the way to Syngenta in Basel, Switzerland, and took him on. Very interesting story. Liam, thanks for being with us and carrying us through this absurdity of peer review.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, we'll be back with more healing on some level, any level that we can, after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yesterday we were talking about the amazing, amazing situation of a man from Kauai, of all places, given somehow, I don't know if it's a voting right, a stock, something. He was able, through a group, to speak out at a Syngenta shareholders meeting in Basel, Switzerland. And, of course, if you know the story, we've been covering it since the beginning, in Maui, where Syngenta and the GMO industry taking on the people of Maui who voted to say stop all of this stuff until you can provide us scientific evidence that it is actually safe. And yet they have fought tooth and nail. In fact, Syngenta now has a lawsuit against Maui and the people of Maui. And we are so fortunate to have this guy. He's on the Kauai Council, the county council there in Kauai. His name is Gary Hooser. He's the guy we were talking about yesterday that spoke out there. Gary, thank you for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Robert, for inviting me. And, you know, there's four counties in Hawaii, and we're being sued. Three of them are being sued. Monsanto is actually taking the lead on Maui and Syngenta on Kauai, and then a conglomerate suing the Hawaii County. And all slightly different, but all related to the cultivation of genetically engineered experimental crops and the pesticide use.
Yes, and Monsanto and Syngenta, again, put Hawaii, the whole state, if you will, in the crosshairs when they began experimenting there because of the ideal growing season being year-round. They could experiment and test, etc. But what is the cost? And you brought up what that cost is to the people of Hawaii, on Kauai, as of course we've talked about Maui as well. And what you did by going up there was so extraordinary. You're going into the lion's den. And I mentioned on the air, I said I was so shocked that you didn't just lose it in anger, because you would be right to be angry and let it out. But of course, it might not have landed as well as what you did had happened.
Well, thank you, Robert. And, you know, inside I was angry. And right before I spoke, a man in the audience just came up to me and thanked me for the work I was doing and shook my hand and said, be strong. And so at the end of the day, that was my message. It was a strong message, and it wasn't angry inside maybe, but outside it was strong and direct. We have a compelling story to tell. This company, Syngenta, is suing my community for the right to spray poisons next to schools and not tell us about it. And that's just outrageous. The people of Switzerland see it as outrageous. People around the world, once they hear that this company, Syngenta, is using tons of pesticides that are not allowed in their own country, and yet they're doing it in my backyard, and people are getting sick, and government's trying to protect them, and Syngenta takes us to court to stop us from protecting their own community.
Well, that's the irony here of ironies is, Gary, it looks like the courts or the judge in that district in Hawaii is siding, seemingly at this point, with the GMO industry.
Yeah, that was very, very disappointing. We are appealing that case. The judge ruled that the county didn't have legal authority. The state is responsible for pesticide regulation. Well, the state's not doing its jobs, and we have the authority to protect health and life, and so we moved forward to do that. We have three law firms defending us, Earth Justice, Center for Food Safety, and a downtown law firm here on Kauai, and we're confident and very hopeful that the upper court will reverse the lower court ruling.
Yes, well, it seems that they've spread their money around, the GMO money, to people that you would normally think would be more protective of the islands and the people. That has not happened thus far. And so another strategy has emerged with you going to Switzerland and Basel and speaking at the Syngenta shareholders meeting, that perhaps the people of Switzerland, when they learn about the bad behavior of one of their own companies, which, by the way, is not allowed to spray most of the products that they make, and you can't find many GMOs, if any, in Switzerland because they're not allowed. And again, this is something that if the publicity gets bad enough, maybe it could impact their behavior in Hawaii.
And I think at the end of the day, that's what makes a difference. It's community opinion, it's education, and the people of Basel, which is the home city of Syngenta, as well as people throughout the country, are much more aware of the outrageous conduct of Syngenta in Hawaii than they were 2 weeks ago. And we have local politicians with the national government making statements in our support. So we're hopeful that if the message will get to Syngenta that they just can't, there's a price to pay for this, and they need to abide by our laws and rules and give us the same protections that they give the people of Switzerland. That's all we're asking.
Now, we're talking with Gary Hooser. He's a member of the Kauai County Council, and of course, Syngenta is suing, Monsanto is suing various counties in Hawaii. And let me ask you, when you did the Syngenta presentation, again, very measured, you just laid it out beautifully. Did they give you the full time, or did they scurry you off before you were finished? How did that go?
Well, you know, they gave me the full time. That wasn't surprising. I've been warned they might cut me off or they might boo me, but they knew I was coming, and they knew the press was watching. They didn't allow the press in with cameras, but there was someone that managed to get a camera in and film the presentation, and it's on YouTube right now. But they let me speak, and then they rebutted my remarks and basically, you know, said the same line they say over and over again, that, you know, they're good citizens and they're following all our laws, which is not true. But it was, you know, we went there at the invitation of a Swiss NGO a group called MultiWatch that works with labor and environmental organizations, and they invited us there. We were there along with people from Pakistan, from Paraguay, from Holland, all who had issues with the conduct of Syngenta in our backyards. And so it was a great experience. And I think we got the message to the shareholders and to the Swiss people, and we're going to keep pushing that message. This Friday, tomorrow, I guess, in Switzerland, our friends there will be presenting a petition signed by about 7,000 residents. They'll be presenting that petition to executives at Syngenta and to the head of the Basel government.
Beautiful. Now, I'm thinking of Syngenta's claiming to have good behavior and following all the laws of Hawaii and Maui and Kauai. Put it in this perspective. They have in Switzerland, they call them cantons, I believe. And if you can imagine the people of a canton saying, we don't want GMOs, and that the company then sues the canton to force them to accept that which they don't want. How is that considered good behavior or following the law? I don't know. But perhaps, again, as the word gets out in Switzerland, maybe there's more muscle there to rein in this bad behavior, because it looks bad for the people that don't even want that product, even though that company is headquartered there.
Exactly. And the people in Switzerland we talk to from all walks of life tell me clearly this would never happen in their country. Syngenta would never act this way in their own country, and the people would not put up with it. Unfortunately, in my community, Syngenta is essentially, and others, there's four companies, BASF, Dow Chemical, and DuPont also. And they've eventually, you know, they've taken over the business organizations, things like the Chamber of Commerce and the Farm Bureaus. And they spread their money around, they buy scholarships, they put coloring books in the schools telling the kids about GMOs. And it's just, so they've really penetrated the leadership structure, if you would, of my community, and it's hard to get the support there that we need.
Well, listen, you know, corporate fascism is alive and well. It's just a shame that it also is alive and well in the islands of Hawaii. Maybe we should bring back the kingdom at this point. There'd be more emphasis on protecting the islands and the people.
Yeah, no question. And Syngenta actually put up a candidate to run for the Kauai County Council. A Syngenta employee whose job was to spray pesticides, they got him to run and they backed him. Fortunately, he didn't win. But they're playing hardball with us, and so we went into the heart of their homeland and playing hardball with them as best we can with the limited amount of tools and money that we have.
Sure.
This
I mean,
trip was financed with donations from the community.
Oh, man.
We don't have, you know, our entire county is a mosquito compared to the budget of Syngenta and your friends.
Now, I do remember, you know, I visited your wonderful community a couple of times in my lifetime. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth, Kauai. And we went to the local market called Papayas, and we found restaurants that were organic. And I'm just wondering, the way it sounds, have they basically polluted the entire island, or have you been able to wall it off a little bit? I know that people are being infected, kids are being affected. How would you describe the takeover in terms of its physicality there?
Well, about half the island, south of the Wailua River, you have to drive through or past GE test fields. There's no way around it. The highways go by it. But half the island, the north shore, the east side, there are no test fields. And we do have a renaissance, if you would, of small farmers, organic farms, and people who are doing it the right way. And so that's really the competition that's emerging now. And, you know, we have a wonderful emerging movement on Kauai. We took on the four largest chemical companies in the world, and we passed a law to regulate them, and we won. And it was an incredible achievement. It took us to court right away, and now they've won that round, but we're not going away. And that's the bigger message to Syngenta and all these other chemical companies. They cannot bully small communities like the community of Kauai.
Gary, I know, again, we're just now getting word out to the Switzerland as far as the home state there of Syngenta to see if they can be some pressure applied locally. How have you gotten the word out on the small island of Kauai? Is it pretty much saturated? 100% of the people know this is going on, or is it still a matter of outreach even in your own community?
Well, even in my own community, they're not as aware of the Syngenta situation in terms of they're using these chemicals after Xenon Paraquat, they've abandoned their own country. banned around the world, and they're using it in our backyard. So we're trying to educate people. You know, social media, of course, is really big. We're on Facebook. Our organization, HAPA, H-A-P-A, HI.org, has got the information there. But really the social media is where we're getting the message out across the world. I don't know if you saw those videos, but people were getting just tremendous response from around the world. And it's very gratifying to have other people reaching out to us and say they want to help and acknowledging the work that we're doing.
Well, you have moved the world with your speech there at Syngenta's shareholder meeting. It is being felt around the world, and we are, you know, our hearts go out to you in Hawaii, in Kauai, that you can win this battle, because everybody will benefit around the world if we take these bad guys down and make them behave according to the law, not what they claim it is, but what it really is, and that the people of any given community have the final say about whether their community can be poisoned or not, not the big states that have been bought out, but the people in those states. Council member, county council member, Gary Hooser out of Kauai, thank you for being here. Keep up the good work, and please stay in touch.
Thank you so much for the invitation, and I will stay in touch. Aloha.
Beautiful. We'll be back to wrap up the show after this. Don't go anywhere.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Gary Hooser. Super Don, that was awesome to get a hold of him out of Kauai to talk about that. What an inspiring little story, how that can, one little guy can make a difference going halfway around the world. I'm very pleased with
that.
Gotta
love the guerrilla tactic there. I was very impressed.
Yeah, speaking of guerrillas, Liam Shep, no, I'm just kidding.
What?
Liam was great. I mean, intense about calling them boys out on the peer review as we did today as well. And Dr. Frank King with The Organic Effect and more. All the links again, once again, robertscottbell.com. Upcoming events included in the show notes. Is it Friday already? Yeah, the 15th. TMB, RSB, who else? Sayer G. Paul Baratero, Aaron Elizabeth from Health Nut News. We're all going to be together in Naples at Food and Thought Friday the 15th. And then the next week, the 20th through the 24th, I will be at Autism One. Come out and see me. And that's linked up, autism1.org. Just click the links and hopefully we'll be able to see you. I'll be there all week. All right. Try the veal. No, don't try the veal. Just kidding. That's an old joke, right? Try the organic something or other. We'll probably go to one of those farm to table restaurants.
Veal's kind of good. I like veal.
All right. I know. It's just, like I said, I don't like upsetting the vegans. I just don't.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, the terrorists, you mean?
Oh, that's, well, get to that. I think next week. I think, Department of Homeland Security is worried about you if you're vegan. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, let's end with some science, since we love science so much, and since the FDA has proven to be so scientific as well, maybe there are other organizations that can figure this thing out. Maybe this will have to relate to what's going on in the UK, which, by the way, the Conservatives won big time, evidently, and we'll have a UK update probably next week for our listeners on UK Health Radio. Not that you need an American to tell you about what's going on there, but we find it observationally humorous because we have to cry about what's going on here, so maybe we can laugh a little about what's going on in the UK. All right, when the science is so incredible, so obvious that you just shake your head and you go, geez, who paid for that? You know it's time for today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by, I don't know, is this an ambulance service that was delayed? It's kind of an extraordinary revelation here that we had been waiting to hear the peer-reviewed literature, what they would come out on which side. And I just wondered for all these years if waiting to call an ambulance would accelerate heart attack treatment or delay heart attack treatment. The jury's out, or no, it's in. The replications of this probably done so many times they finally had to admit it. In fact, waiting to call an ambulance does indeed delay heart attack treatment.
Wow.
Yeah. We were not sure.
So if you wait to call the ambulance,
mm-hmm.
you'll make it to the hospital later.
Yes, evidently. Okay. It was just touch and go on the results here. But they checked, you know, the diagnosis of 450 people hospitalized for the deadliest type of heart attack known as ST elevation myocardial infarction, STEMI, as they say, which are caused by prolonged blockages of blood vessels to the heart. And the patients who got the ambulance called them right away were typically diagnosed about 81 minutes after symptoms started. And those who didn't call the ambulance right away, as you might imagine, it was a little bit longer than that. Okay, that's all. Say no more. But thank goodness we can put that one to bed. One less little stressful thing not to worry about.
Well, at least it was in Sweden. It wasn't our tax dollars at work there.
Right. Sweden, yeah. Go lay off the Swedish meatballs, okay, man? All right.
By the way, if you start cooking dinner later, it's been proven scientifically that you will eat later.
It has been proven. I was holding out on that one, too. Yeah. By the way, another study, this one out of the UK. I don't know if the UKippers had anything to do with this, but biking and walking to work, guess what it does? It can help you shed pounds.
Oh.
I wonder how many stone you can drop, because I don't understand the relationship between pounds and stone.
There you go with the UK stuff. How many stone?
We'll have to check with Amanda next week.
That's interesting. I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah. The research concluded 4,000 British people who were surveyed three times between 2004 and 2007. Come on, really? They didn't... we were thinking, not sure, but people that sit in their car and commute to work versus those who bike or walk. I don't know which way this is going to go. That's why it's called a moment of duh, folks, and I'm glad that we didn't pay for that one. All right, we're out of time. It's the weekend. You guys, party on, Wayne, party on, Garth, party on, Super Don. But don't take that drug that makes you do it uncontrollably, okay?
Fine.
All right. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.